1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Yes. Can I just ask both of you a question? You both in the foam party yesterday. Yeah. That was enough for me.
Yeah.
In 20-some years of hanging around you, I could not believe you were both in the foam.
Well,
I did not go in and elected to just watch.
I went into the
I was observing nature. Like, it was just...
I went into the foam party, but I didn't do anything I wouldn't have done just in a regular pool.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I was just in...
You were just in foam
I was
in
just
the
in foam in the pool. It's like I'm in a pool.
Did you dance at all? I couldn't really see. Did you kind of... Because it was a dancing... That's what
I jumped when
the
they played Jump Around.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
All
that
right.
was...
Good.
You know,
of course.
Just, you know, like,
did you jump during Jump Around in the foam?
I jumped.
You did. He
yeah.
did.
Yeah. Did okay, I dance? Good. I did not dance. I had a floaty, a noodle... that I had under my arms.
Yes.
And I was just floating in the pool. I was just kind of bobbing around in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't dancing because I was going, there wasn't foam, and now there's foam, and it's insane.
You know, it's a foam party. That's what happens.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
It really revs
there's
them
a lot
up.
Of playing with, you know, pool noodles. You
sure.
Know,
yeah.
Just whipping them around, but.
One was used as a microphone by Mr.
Noodle.
Sutton.
There's, we'll get to that.
I don't know
if Randy invented it, but he was practicing noodle squirting.
Blowing in one
oh,
end.
Oh, yeah. Was, seven-year-olds know how to do that.
Yeah, then there's noodle farting, too. So.
Well, Randy would
what
stick
do you do with that?
Randy
well,
would,
you blow into it underwater.
Oh.
The bubbles come out.
Randy's,
wherever you know, one end of the noodle is.
I can just do that on my own, Randy as I have done all week.
Randy wasn't just blowing into one end of the noodle. He was putting the other end by your junk. And then he'd blow into it. Whoa, what are you doing?
That is sufficiently weird.
You wouldn't think that would be that big a deal, but for some reason it's really disturbing in the pool.
I would think that's really disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But a little kind of a tickle or not really?
Really want us to describe sensations? God, I'd rather talk about wonton.
Rock got it before I did because I thought for a moment that you were overreacting, like, come on, how bad can it be? And then he got me. It was like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, when you're not expecting it, all of a sudden, just, yeah. Thanks, Andy.
Rocking all that foam.
even a little jarring when you are.
It is, yeah.
Rock also told me that when it's a foam party, it's a good excuse where you can bump into strange women and go, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were my wife. Yeah, with the foam, there's, you know. You
said that?
I was kidding.
Oh, my Lord.
Right, yes, please.
I expect more out of you.
Joke.
And then I said to Rock, I bet I could crap in here and nobody would know it was me.
Oh, why does your mind go there?
Oh, my mind went this immediately. I'm like, the only reason I'm going to enter that foam right now is to pee next to Brian and then tell him like a year from now. Like, that's what I honestly thought that I would go do. Like, that was my only motivator to get in.
I'm glad she picked you for that sentence and not me.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Pee on me.
I don't know. Near you, next to you, not on you.
What have I done?
How do you know she hasn't?
I don't.
Yeah.
I would have told you by now if I did. Oh, I would have told you. No.
Okay.
No. I just, that was my first errant.
But I would say the foam party was a gigantic success.
Of course
success.
It was. And I just couldn't believe that you two were in there, and I just want to give you, you're almost benders of the day in my eyes for getting into a foam.
No,
really.
The Constitution forbids it.
It does, but to me, I was shocked.
You have to look at the picture on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I never need to see that again.
Foam
too
party.
Too late.
Covered in foam.
Too late.
It's a great picture.
We look like the two half, we look like a nice happy couple
you
there, don't
like
we?
You look like you're Bert and Ernie happiest. In the tub.
I'm not embarrassed by that picture whatsoever.
You can't be embarrassed on this trip. There's just, you cannot. The things you pull off on a pool deck or in the, you wake up the next day and go, oh, yeah.
You know, for the long careers in radio we've had, we've managed to not be jumping in Jell-O every day.
We actually did all we could to not do those things to maintain an air
we've
of dignity.
Had some early years we had to dress up like pilgrims. Yeah, okay.
You know that story, right? You don't know the pilgrim story?
Tell it.
All right, real quickly. I'll try and get this in as quickly as possible. When we first got to Toledo, we were like in our early 20s, and were afraid of being fired from jobs, so we pretty much did everything that we were told to do. And we were told on Thanksgiving that they were doing a promotion. It was dinner on the Mayflower. They rented a Mayflower moving van and gave away Thanksgiving dinner to some lucky family. It would be served by some restaurant in town.
And not you had only to sit in the van?
Not only did we have to attend the Mayflower dinner, we had to dress as pilgrims.
Who was the woman?
Me? I don't know. Me or Brian. It was just us.
We were just two hardworking pilgrims.
Okay, so you were just two men. Okay, I just wanted to know if anybody had to drag it.
You know, wonder why we're difficult to work with now? You know, why we just say no to everything? Well, the sales staff is sitting back there at the station going,
nodding their heads.
This is why they're such dicks.
Yeah, totally.
Because they're abused as young disc jockeys. Yeah, you don't know the stuff. We just go, no, I'm not doing that. Nope. Again, what else do you have? Nope, because not doing that. No, I really need you to do it. Right, I'm not doing it. I told the client you'd do it. Well, you better go tell them I'm not doing it now.
Yeah.
We were abused as young disc jockeys, and that's why we're like this now. This is what happens.
I think I understand.
So we just, nobody was going to defend us, so we had to defend ourselves.
I get you.
You know?
Yep.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
They don't really care.
Yeah.
They want to make money.
Yes.
Okay. So do I.
Right. Yeah, not going.
In the long term, me jumping in that vat of Jell-O with a rubber rooster head on or whatever else you want me to do. It ain't happening.
We got to the point where
sell that. Somebody write that down at home and get that sold.
Toward the end of our run there in Toledo, old Bob and Brian knew that things were going to go badly at these promotions because there's nobody there to run things from the station. They would just say, "Well, get there at 8 o'clock, and there'll be
and
a guy
do
there."
What you do.
And then a
do
guy will know who you are, and we'd walk to the door knowing full well we would actually do all we could to make sure that he didn't know exactly what was going on. And we go, "Yeah, we're here for the whatever," and they go, "What? Yeah, we're from the radio station. I don't know anything about it." All right, we'll see you later. And we will go home next.
Tell your supervisor that Bob and Brian were here at 7:55.
As pilgrims?
Yeah.
That night?
No.
Next day you'd get a panicked salesperson running into the studio during a commercial break. "Hey, you guys didn't go to that thing last night?" "Oh, no, we were there. They didn't know who we were, so we left." Maybe you should come to those and help us out, because I'm not going to explain it to anybody. That's your job!